Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a nation moving out of a colonial-era building after 85 years and stepping into a gleaming, green complex that embodies a citizen-first ethos. That is exactly what happened on February 16. First, the historic shift in governance, the Seva Teertha Integrated Administrative Complex was inaugurated, ending the Prime Minister's office's decade residence in the South Block, a British-era edifice built in the 1930s. The new complex comprises three distinct buildings, Seva Teertha 1 housing the PMO, Seva Teertha 2 for the National Security Council Secretariat, and Seva Teertha 3 for the Cabinet Secretariat. The master planner behind this ambitious project is Dr. Bimal Patel, the same architect who designed the Central Vista redevelopment. The building has earned a 4-star green rating under Ministry of Environment Standards, and its fare bears the inscription, Nagrik Devo Bhava, meaning the citizen is God, signaling a shift towards citizen-centric governance. What makes the architecture unique is the blend of ancient motifs with modern design. The stone screens echo the Chalukyan tradition of the 11th to 13th centuries, while the dome draws inspiration from Buddhist stupas. Inside, a dedicated India House will host bilateral and multilateral summits, positioning the complex as a diplomatic hub. The inauguration coincided with the 95th anniversary of New Delhi's formal inauguration on February 13, 1931. The very first policy decision taken from Seva Teertha is the PM Rahat Scheme. This scheme assures cashless hospitalization for road accident victims up to 1.5 lakh rupees, provided the treatment occurs within the first 7 days of injury, irrespective of the victim's ability to pay. Remember this number, 1.5 lakh rupees, and the 7-day window. Now, turning to the fate of the historic North and South blocks, the Union Cabinet approved their conversion into the Yuge Yugin Bharat National Museum, a title that translates to India across the ages. The museum will chronicle the civilizational journey from ancient times through the freedom struggle to post-independence development, symbolically turning colonial administrative spaces into national cultural heritage. Next, the Cabinet gave the green light to the Urban Challenge Fund. The central government will contribute 1 lakh crore rupees from FY 2025-26 to 2030-31, aiming to catalyze a total urban investment of 4 lakh crore rupees. The funding mix is structured as 25% central, at least 50% market sources, and the remaining 25% from state or urban local bodies. The fund focuses on three verticals, cities as growth hubs, creative redevelopment, and water and sanitation. Eligible cities are those with populations of 10 lakh or more, all state and union territory capitals, and major industrial cities with at least 1 lakh residents. A 5,000 crore rupee credit repayment guarantee corpus will help smaller cities tap market financing. In Rajasthan, Deputy Chief Minister and Finance Minister Diya Kumari presented the state budget for 2026-27. The total outlay stands at 6 crore 10 lakh 956 crore rupees, with revenue receipts of 3 crore 25 lakh 740 crore rupees. The fiscal deficit is 79,492.52 crore rupees, or 3.69% of the gross state domestic product. Major allocations include 5,000 crore rupees for the Jal Jeevan Mission Urban, 350 crore rupees for industrial parks, and more than 1,800 crore rupees for roads and highways. Shifting to defense and security, the Defense Acquisition Council, chaired by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, approved the procurement of 114 Rafale fighter jets from France at an estimated cost of 3.25 lakh crore rupees, approximately $40 billion, the largest single defense procurement in India's history. The deal structure includes 18 jets in flyaway condition, meaning direct delivery, while 96 jets will be manufactured in India under the Make in India framework through a partnership between Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and Dassault Aviation. With the existing 36 Rafales inducted in the 2020-1 batch and 26 Rafale Marine approved for the Navy, the total fleet will rise to 176 jets. The procurement follows an intergovernmental agreement with France, the same route used in the 2016 deal, bypassing conventional tendering for strategic government-to-government acquisitions. This move addresses a critical shortfall. The Air Force needs 42 operational squadrons but currently operates around 31, a gap widened by the retirement of the aging MiG-21 fleet. In the same breath, the Ministry of Defence signed a 2,312 crore rupee deal with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited's Kanpur Transport Division for 8 Dornier to 28 aircraft, equipped with operational role equipment, for the Indian Coast Guard. The Dornier to 28 is a 19-seat, German-origin short takeoff and landing twin turboprop powered by Garrett TP-331 engines. The Coast Guard aims to expand its air fleet from 80 to 100 aircraft by 2030. On the maritime front, the Indian Navy assumed command of Combined Task Force 154 for the first time. Commodore Milind M. Mokashi, Shaulya Chakra awardee, will lead the task force based in Manama, Bahrain. CTF 154, established in May 2023 under the Combined Maritime Forces, a fortification partnership, focuses on maritime training, anti-piracy operations, and counter-trafficking. India's leadership of CTF 154 marks a significant step in its role as a net security provider in the Indian Ocean. Now let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's rank in the Corruption Perceptions Index 2025 is 91st, with a score of 39 out of 100, an improvement from 96 the previous year. The index, compiled by Transparency International, evaluated 182 countries. Bhutan remains the only South Asian nation ahead of India, ranking 18th with a score of 71. Globally, Denmark leads with a score of 89, while Somalia and South Sudan sit at the bottom with a score of 9. The global average this year is 42, the lowest in over a decade, and 122 countries scored below 50. Since 2012, 829 journalists have been killed while investigating corruption. Niti Aayog released the roadmap, Technology Services, Reimagination Ahead, presented by Union Minister Piyush Goyal. The target is to grow India's technology services sector from $265 billion today to between $750 and $850 billion by 2035. The five priority levers are agentic AI, software and products, digital infrastructure, innovational engineering, and India for India solutions. In the judiciary, the Supreme Court ruled that telecom spectrum is a public resource of the Union of India and cannot be treated as a corporate asset or monetized under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. The court held that spectrum is a limited, conditional, revocable privilege, not a proprietary right, and that legal title vests exclusively with the Union. The judgment invokes the public trust doctrine and rests on the Telecommunications Act 2023 and the TRAI Act 1997. This decision impacts financial creditors such as State Bank of India, who sought to monetize spectrum from defaulting operators like Aircel and Arcom, and it empowers the Department of Telecommunications to reclaim airwaves. Turning to science and technology, ESA's CHEOPS space telescope discovered a four-planet system around the red dwarf star LHS 1903, located 117 light-years away. The system hosts two super-Earths, rocky planets, and two mini-Neptunes, gaseous worlds. Intriguingly, the outermost planet is rocky, defying conventional formation models that predict gaseous planets farther out. The fourth planet's surface temperature is around 60 degrees Celsius, hinting at potential habitability. LHS 1903 itself has 50% of the sun's mass and 5% of its luminosity. A breakthrough in electronics comes from IIT Delhi and a German research team, reported in Nature. They have created a device that separates electrons by chirality, left-handed or right-handed quantum states, without requiring strong magnetic fields. The material, a palladium-gallium crystal, possesses a twisted band structure, and the thrium device acts as a chiral valve. This technology could enable low-power computing and novel magnetic memory devices, advancing quantum and neuromorphic computing. The Center for Development of Telematics, together with Synergy Quantum India, has built a tool to detect quantum vulnerable versus quantum safe cryptographic algorithms in existing systems. The tool targets defense, telecom, banking, and government IT sectors, helping them prepare for the post-quantum cybersecurity transition. At Bharat Mandapam, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan announced the Columbia IIT Bombay Center of AI for Manufacturing. The center will focus on semiconductors, industrial robotics, pharmaceuticals, food processing, petrochemicals, and construction, fostering collaboration between IIT Bombay and Columbia University. Economically, India's wholesale price index inflation for January 2026 rose to 1.81%, the highest in 10 months and the third consecutive monthly increase. The rise is driven by higher prices of food articles, non-food items, and manufactured products such as basic metals and textiles, while fuel and power remain in deflation territory. In the payments arena, NPCI International Payments Limited signed a cross-border QR payment agreement with Paynet of Malaysia. Phase 1 will allow Indian visitors to use UPI apps, Google Pay, PhonePe, Paytm, at Malaysian merchants via the Do It Now QR system. Phase 2 will enable Malaysians to scan a UPI QR in India using Do It Now linked apps. UPI is already operational across the UAE, Nepal, Mauritius, Singapore, France, Bhutan, and now Malaysia. GAIL appointed Deepak Gupta as its new chairman and managing director, effective 1st March 2026, for a term ending 28th February 2029. He succeeds Sandeep Kumar Gupta, who retires on 28th February. Deepak Gupta currently serves as director, projects, at GAIL, bringing expertise in natural gas pipelines and LNG. Environmentally, Kerala became the first Indian state to adopt a comprehensive urban policy, approved by the state cabinet under Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan. The policy, prepared by the local self-government department, projects an 80% urbanization rate by 2050 and emphasizes climate-smart cities, coastal erosion management, and reduction of spatial inequalities. Internationally, the Henley Passport Index placed India at 75th rank, offering visa-free or visa-on-arrival access to 56 destinations. Singapore tops the list with 192 destinations, while Afghanistan sits at the bottom with 24. In sports, Norway's Magnus Carlsen clinched the inaugural FIDE Freestyle Chess World Championship, defeating Fabiano Caruana 2.5 to 1.5 at Weissenhaus. This victory marks Carlsen's 21st world title across chess formats, and the event was the first official FIDE-recognized freestyle, or Chess 960, world championship. In professional appointments, CA Prasanna Kumar D, a veteran chartered accountant of 40-plus years from Vishakhapatnam, was elected the 74th president of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India for 2026-7, with CA Mangesh Pandurang Kinare as vice president. Additionally, the RBI reappointed Sanjay Agrawal as managing director and CEO of AU Small Finance Bank for a 3-year term starting 19th April 2026. The bank had received in-principle approval for universal banking status in 2025. Culturally, Mathura now hosts India's first dedicated cattle heritage museum on the campus of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Veterinary Science University. The National Cow Culture Museum showcases indigenous cattle breeds, dairy production, sustainable agriculture, and conservation. Now, how does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? For GS2, remember the Seva Teertha details, Architect Bimal Patel, the 4-star green rating, the Nagrik Devo Bhava inscription, and the first PM Rahat decision. The conversion of North and South blocks into the Yuge Yugin Bharat Museum, the Urban Challenge Fund structure, and the Rajasthan budget figures are classic prelim fodder. In polity, the new PMO complex and the cabinet-level approval for the National Museum are important. In defence, the DAC approval of 114 Rafales, the Make in India component, and the current squadron shortfall are repeatable. The Supreme Court's spectrum ruling is a must-know for law and governance, highlighting the public trust doctrine. For environment, Kerala's urban policy is a first-ever state-level urban framework. In science, the LHS 1903 planetary system and the chirality-based electronic device are potential GS3 science questions. The Niti Aayog tech roadmap, the quantum vulnerable algorithm detection tool, and the AI for manufacturing center are relevant for the technology and innovation sections. Finally, the CPI rankings, Henley passport data, and GAIL leadership change are quick facts for prelims. Remember these numbers, these names, and these policy shifts. They are the building blocks that will help you answer both prelims and mains with confidence.